Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go with another opportunity for you to understand what's been going on over this past week. The week in focus, the week in review, a strong overview of what's happened in the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Also, you can find Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television. And basically, it's a whole overview. The approach Michael has had for decades is to understand what's going on in the talk world by monitoring a lot of the stations, knowing the hosts. Michael and I had a conversation yesterday about some of the people that have been around for a long time that are doing talk radio that are really good, wholesome, solid people. We have a lot of really good people, and you and I are cheerleaders for the format anyway, but there are a lot of really interesting, neat people, and we don't really, the people that listen on the air think they know who these hosts are. And I'm not saying that you don't really, but there is a wrinkle, if you will. There's a fashion that those of us, this is a very small industry, and pretty much all of us know one another. And it's nice to be able to get along when we have our conferences. For example, next month in New York, you've got the, this year, I don't know if we call it a convention. What is it, a get-together? What do you call this Talkers Magazine get-together?
We call it a few things. We call it, first of all, it is a convention.
Is it?
We also call it a conference. And we also call it a seminar, but it is a convention.
All right. Seminar I kind of like, because a lot of the issues that affect all of us one way or another. Well, just before we get into our overview of the stories, the hot hits this week in talk radio, what will be some of the highlights? What will be some of the things? Because I know a lot of people who are fans of the format go to talkers.com every day. They kind of nose around and look and see what's happening with some of their favorite hosts. Maybe they learn about somebody they didn't know anything about before, who's in X city and he's moving to Y city, and well, that kind of stuff is what you follow. But what do we need to know? What do we learn about these people via their participating, let's say, in an event like the Talkers event in June in New York?
We learn where they stand on issues of the industry. We are a trade publication. I mean, when you talk to people listening to this program about what I do and what we do, it could sound to the uninitiated like we're just super fans or that we do this for the listeners. Now, we're a trade publication. Our audience are people in the industry to learn about what's going on in the industry. So when I appear on a program such as this, we're really giving people a peek at behind the scenes of what's going on in the business from the perspective of that business. So at our conferences, the things that come out are how people feel about the business, what their opinions are, what the latest issues are. And like any industry, it could be the automotive industry, the agricultural industry, the fashion industry. It is a business. And these people have careers, and they have, you know, incomes and personal issues, and that's what we deal with.
So, it's, you know, I mean, it's life, in a sense.
Yeah.
It's just life.
It is. It's, without seeming elitist, it's not open to the public. It's, our conferences are purely for people in the business so that people can, talk about it without entertaining. There's nothing entertaining about when we get together.
I don't know about that.
Well, but what I'm trying to
say, there's some drama sometimes created by one host meeting another host, and sometimes there's a little friction between them. I guess I'm thinking about Michael Savage and Sean Hannity. Yeah, the kind of stuff that created it. But well, never mind. I was going to say something, but I'll keep it to myself. You were saying, go ahead.
What I'm saying is that you can find entertainment in anything, but I'm just trying to give listeners a picture of where I'm coming from,
right,
in terms of why I'm here talking about the subjects. I don't come to this table as an opinionator, a bloviator, someone trying to save the world, someone trying to bring down a politician or espouse a certain political point of view. I'm here just to basically talk about what's being talked about and perhaps what the different issues are attendant to that subject.
Isn't that a great word, bloviator?
Yeah,
is that something that we could find in the dictionary, you think? Bloviate.
I think it, I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but it sure should be.
Yeah.
Bloviator. That's somebody I gather from the sound of it. It's one of those words that sound like what it means. That,
yeah.
You know, the word blow
right.
indicates hot air.
Yeah.
Theater is like an aviator. It flies. It's like a hot air balloon.
Bloviate.
You know in Albuquerque where they have the annual hot air balloon festival, and the sky is full of hot air balloons? It's beautiful, all different colors, and they're floating around. That's sort of what our conferences are like. It's like the Albuquerque Hot Air Balloon Festival. All the bloviators float into New York and bring their gas bags with them.
All right, there you go. All right.
How's that?
That's very good. A quick overview of the stories, then we'll get into the stories in depth. The top 10, Michael, from number 10 to number 1, according to Talkers Magazine's research this week.
Yes. Shall we begin?
Yeah, we'll take them. Let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll go back and highlight some of the things that you think are hot.
I got time for quick 10. Here we go.
A quick 10.
At number 10, we have the FCC and net neutrality tied with Major League Baseball action. And there's also a lot of talk about the National Basketball Association's finals. At number 9, we have House Benghazi testimony. At number 8, Russia's Ukraine aggression. Deadly Midwest tornadoes at number 7. Number 6, U.S.-Israel relations and John Kerry's apartheid comment. At number 5, Obamacare criticism. At number 4, Obama's Asia trip. At number 3, the 2016 presidential race tied with midterm elections. At number 2, weak economic growth report. And number 1, very, very different than we usually have, the Sterling Clippers controversy, and that's tied with a related subject, race relations, number 1 this week.
All right, yeah, a lot of great conversation there. And because you love sports talk radio and it's doing so well, this has bridged that gap between sports talk radio and regular talk radio, if you will, issue-oriented talk radio, has all of the marking, great drama. There's all kinds of angles, and we'll go over some of them as to why this has become such a fascinating focus of Americana. 14 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today, 85% of Americans fall short of the USDA's recommended 3 daily servings of low-fat or fat-free milk. A staggering number, given that milk is the top food source for 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concern. The nutrients that Americans are most lacking, including calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Adding fat-free milk to breakfast is an easy way to help increase your milk intake. Here's registered dietitian Holly Granger.
Fat-free milk is a great option with the same 9 essential nutrients as all other types of dairy milk, including B vitamins for energy, vitamin A for a healthy immune system, and bone-building nutrients. In fact, 1 8-ounce glass of fat-free milk has just 80 calories and 8 grams of high-quality protein, more protein than is in an egg. All milk, including fat-free milk, offers more nutritional value for your dollar than just about any beverage.
For more information and fat-free milk recipes, visit MilkLife.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning? Or
spring travel. America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
888-302-3684. Should you like to discuss some of these issues with Michael Harrison while he is here? I'm Doug Steffen. We're looking at the charts for the week of April 28th to May 2nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So the number one story has to do with Mr. Sterling and the Clippers and who's going to buy them. I think it's interesting that the NBA committee in charge of ownership has unanimously agreed to move forward to terminate Donald Sterling's ownership of the Clippers. He apparently is thinking otherwise because he's filed a $1 billion lawsuit against the Clippers and seems to want to sell the team to his wife and his son. Now, this has been something. I have listened to the conversation on a couple of talk radio shows and programs. I have not listened to sports talk radio. Is there any difference to the approach? You're close to some of these sports talk radio
hosts. Yeah, in
sports
talk radio, they're talking more about the constitution of the NBA and the professional sports as to what obligations do owners of teams have to the league and what power does the league have over the owners, even the players. They sign contracts that puts them into almost a separate government. When you hear players and owners and coaches are fined $25,000, $50,000 for this infraction or for that, you say, wow, imagine being in a business relationship or working for someone who can fine you thousands of dollars, $500,000. And they sign contracts or ironclad contracts when they get into that business that basically gives the league or the team the authority to do that. So that's been a lot of the discussion. Of course, then it goes to how will it affect the playoffs? The Clippers are involved in the playoffs right now. It's a very big, important time of the year in the basketball world, and they're conflicted. They have their loyalty to the fans. They have the loyalty to each other and their pride, but they are working for this man. And there's a tremendous amount of conflict in that regard, and how it will affect the outcome of the play and the Clippers' position as a serious contender is also being talked about on Sports Talk Radio.
To what end, conclusion-wise, what do you hear from some of these people that they feel that the NBA acted openly, was the right word, open-handedly
NBA,
or above board?
Yeah,
or underhanded.
In the sports world and in the NBA, it's almost unanimous that the commissioner Silver, I'm blanking on his first name at the
Adam.
Moment, he did the right thing,
yeah,
by imposing a very, very strict penalty on Sterling.
Is this because, let's look at the actual politics of this, Michael, because a lot of black members would keep the interest in the team and the activity of the game going, and if without them being in the game falls apart. Is that part of the practical reality here?
What exactly are you asking me?
I'm asking you whether or not the team owners are afraid that the blacks will stop playing well if they don't get their own way.
I don't know to what degree that's a concern. The white players seem to be equally outraged and.
Well, it was outrageous. The whole thing was outrageous. But
yeah,
the guy has
the. Whether or not this is a black-white issue, you have to understand in basketball it's predominantly black.
Yeah.
And they get paid enormous amounts of money.
Yeah.
There's no discrimination in basketball.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a lot going on behind the scenes for sure.
Yeah. for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now 23 after the hour, as the review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, continues. Here, as he is every week at this time, with us, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The number two item this week, as you enumerated them for us quickly a few minutes ago, is the report that came out regarding the economy, the government's big monthly jobs report out maybe April better than March. The president and members of the administration, when they look at like a 0.1 growth, 0.1% growth in the first quarter, blame it on the bossa nova. No, I'm sorry. They blame it on the on the weather.
But I've always blamed it on the bossa nova. I think you found the answer.
With the money, there are three basic distinct sort of properties that News Talk Radio has. One of them is issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. One of them has to do with the business world, a lot of business and money talk shows and stations. And then there's sports. So I wonder if this economic report, which doesn't look too good for the administration, gets taken by the money people. Are there political sides to the stations that carry this sort of money format, the business
news?
There's
a political side to everything, Doug. The politics permeates everything. The business talk radio stations talk more about what does this mean to you economically, these economic figures, as opposed to down with Obama and elect this guy. In other words, it's not as blatantly partisan, but it does have partisan overtones, obviously.
Right.
The news talk stations do less about the nuts and bolts, dollars and cents figures, because frankly the hosts are not experts at that.
Right.
And they talk in more broad strokes, partisan terms. That, you know, remember Reaganomics, Obamacare.
Right.
They put a name on it. They put a person and a very, very broad strokes demonization of a political party. And that's the way it is in the issues-oriented area. Mm-hmm. More nuts and bolts, how it affects you, what you should do in the business end. But everything is political. There's even politics and sports. Everything becomes political.
Right.
It's a matter of how wonky you want to be. How's that for a word? You know, wonk.
Wonk. Yes.
You know, people that are wonks or people that just immerse themselves in all the little details of politics and think everybody else thinks that way. The wonks believe everybody's a wonk. They don't realize that they are wonks.
You're a wonk, they're a wonk, everywhere a wonk, wonk.
So today, the second word of the day that we use in our industry is bloviator and wonk.
All right. So we have bloviators.
And wonks.
And wonks.
Sometimes the wonks are bloviators. There's nothing worse than a bloviating wonk.
Nor or a wonking bloviator.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Those things are horrible. All right, let's get to number three. I don't know how much of a short shrift we want to give to this. Seems to be the same story week in and week out about who's running for president and the fact that I think the big story this week was John Boehner. A lot of people in the Republican camp saying he will not be the Speaker of the House next year. Comes about as a result of who wins. But also the people inside the Republican Party not much anymore in favor of him staying in that job, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the Republican Party is obviously split between the neocons, the strong right-wing conservatives, and those that they call rhinos, mm-hmm. Republicans in name only. Mm-hmm. And the conservatives have always had that kind of a battle as to who's conservative enough for whom, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very arrogant. That's me saying that because I believe, I used to be a Republican in name only because of the way certain people look at social issues that are none of their business.
Republicans have got to really find the core of their identity and then develop it.
Right. I think that's the problem that they face as we go into midterm elections. Part of the conversation that pretty much is an important core to what the number three item this week is in our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade. upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's bring ourselves back into the focus here of the conversation courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine that overview the big items, the talk topics of the week. Michael Harrison comes in and joins us each week at this time from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We've gone through the top 10. Now we're sort of taking them apart here and there, a little bloviation on our own.
It takes one to know one.
Yes, it certainly does. Okay. So Mr. Obama went to Asia this past week and managed to cause a stir for a number of reasons. Went to the Malaysian president's house. He didn't go to China. So we tie a number of things together. It was sort of a G7 meeting. It used to be G8, but the Russians aren't allowed now. So it was a G7 meeting of sorts, was it not?
Yeah, it'll eventually be a G1.
Yeah, right.
it'll be a lowercase G.
Yes, right. G.
If you're going to ask me for dissecting this whole international intrigue, you got the wrong guy.
No, you know what? I was going to not bother because there's been a lot of talk about it, and I frankly found the whole thing a big bore, as I find a lot of the things that. So it's the same old when it comes to the leaders. But there's always a human interest side. So the president met with Mrs. Merkel at the G7, and now she's coming to the White House for the weekend to stay in America and visit and spend some time with the president. But yet there is this, the commonality with the focus on Russia, because she and Pukin Putin, which is what I call him, Pukin Putin, they're friends, Merkel. And so she's trying to get Obama and Putin to be on the same page, but trying to get Russia on the page so that there isn't going to be a problem going forward. What everybody is ignoring is that what the Ukraine means to Russia. The capital of Kiev was actually the first capital of the old Russia. And so what Putin wants to do is put the old, not necessarily Soviet Union back together again, but put the old Russia back together again. And the Europeans understand that better than the Americans. I don't think even the Americans even know that that was the case. So now Mrs. Merkel comes trying to get Putin onto the same page with the G7. And the subtext here is that Mrs. Merkel is completely annoyed still with Obama because he hasn't given her a good reason for tapping her phone. So that's how they get together. They'll smile and it'll be all sweet. But behind the scenes, she's still steaming about the NSA intercepting her phone calls.
So wouldn't you be?
Yeah, I am, because they've intercepted mine and yours.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they found out all of our top secrets.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you, if I were a world leader, mm-hmm. I would be paranoid. I would be afraid to talk on any phone. I'd be afraid of everything in that regard. I would be totally paranoid that somebody would be monitoring me, that somebody would be listening in, that somebody would be watching.
Really?
Well, of course. I mean, first of all,
you mean you got something to hide, Michael? Yeah, I love these people say, they can listen to my phone. I got nothing to hide. What kind of moronic way of looking at the issue is that?
Yeah, I love when people say that. They can read my mind. I got nothing on
my mind. Right. Yeah. That's the same as the issue last week.
Nothing to worry about.
Well, but you see, people miss what the real information is here. Like last week, when everybody was, again, back to race relations and having the people in Michigan think that affirmative action has gone down, and that's what we voted on. That isn't what the Supreme Court voted on at all. The Supreme Court voted on whether or not you in the state of Michigan have the right to vote on any issue. Affirmative action just happened to be the vote that was challenged, but the vote that came from the Supreme Court had nothing to do, not one word about affirmative action in the Supreme Court ruling. It was all about having the right to vote on issues, and it is just fascinating.
The distortion is amazing.
Oh, yeah. The news media so took that thing and whipped it around and made a mockery of their institution.
The problem all goes back to journalism. I view things from the media perspective. That's my business. That's my expertise. I'm not an expertise in government. I'm not an expert in politics or economics. I'm an expert in media and news and journalism. And in my opinion, journalism has fallen short and continues to fall short. The problem being the economics of journalism. Most of the journalism in this country is now run as entertainment. Yeah. It panders to the public. It preaches to the choir. It does what it takes to make money. It does not have pride. It does not have standards. And that's what's wrong. And you cannot run an intelligent democracy with an uneducated public. And you have to have an independent journalism sector. The news has to be separate from the other sectors and stand independently.
Well, you know as well as I do, we have friends that are in the quote-unquote news business. And we've all heard from them, if they don't play nice with the White House, they don't get to sit in the front row and they don't have access to administration. They play this game. I believe that the press and the news people that are in the White House ought not to be paid by you and me as taxpayers. It should be paid by the party that's controlling the White House, the Republicans, Democrats, because all it is manure that comes from these people that supposedly is the news, but it isn't. It's all aimed at making the boss look good. That's all it is.
And so, also they also have to cater to advertisers. They have to cater to sponsors. They have to cater to corporate America. Now, I'm not saying that this is easily rectified. I mean, the problems are that in a capitalistic society, you have to have strong ethics or it runs amok. Mm-hmm. I'm totally into capitalism.
Me too.
But not without some type of structure and guidelines and not without ethics. Otherwise, it could be very dangerous.
Yep. All right, let's see where we are. Number five this week in your story list is the continuing criticism of the Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. There's all kinds of way the advanced healthcare system, the insurance bill, it was all about the insurance business anyway. And that's what people are beginning to find out as now there is a move among doctors, you've heard this week, to just not take any government payments for anything. There is a large group that's brewing that is trying to figure out how they can run their practice without taking any Medicare, no supplement insurance, nothing, just cash. And the movement is growing.
Boy, oh boy, is our healthcare system now in disarray.
Yeah.
It was in disarray before, and now it's in greater
Worse.
Disarray.
Horrible. Horrible. All right. I know somebody, as a matter of fact, who works for me on my farm, who was a participant in the mask, you know, the Romney thing that was put together as a predecessor, and she is in to the mass healthcare bill, regulation, whatever the system is. And she went to the hospital with her lungs filled with fluid, basically couldn't walk, couldn't talk, could hardly breathe. She sat in the lobby of the emergency room for 4.5 hours. She could barely breathe. When they finally came up, oh, my God, you're in horrible condition. They put her on a gurney. 4.5 hours. She sat in the waiting room.
All the time.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
I wish I were smart enough to figure out the answer to this problem. I really do. I mean, it's easy to complain about, but boy, do we have to do some real serious thinking, meeting, exploring with open minds, and come up with a way to solve these problems.
But these egotists, they all keep claiming, this was the best thing, you just didn't do it right. You know, you listen to all the things that happen, and every week, where would we be if it weren't for all the mess-ups in government that all come back when it comes home to roost? The government's too big. There are too many people here. They don't know what they're doing. And so as a system that regulates itself, we are here to for better or worse, to take charge, aren't we? You are in charge. I'm in charge. That's what I was told as a kid growing up in civics class.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things we were taught in civics class don't seem to have any relationship to reality.
They don't even teach civics anymore.
Social studies, remember that?
Right, yeah, none of that stuff.
It'll become a law.
All right, the number six item here is the John Kerry comment, and I don't know whether you, I mean, this guy has no sense of humor. You can just tell by looking at him. You've been around him before I've been around him. I don't get a sense of anything other than self-aggrandizement when I think about or see John Kerry. You?
Yeah. I have no respect for the man at this point. He's come a long way from being the guy that people used to look up to as a shining light of honesty, integrity. Even in Massachusetts, where he was so popular, he beat popular Governor William Weld in a Senate race, if you remember that one. Kerry was golden. I don't think he is anymore, obviously. Nah. He's found in lies. He's a real... he became everything that he used to stand against.
He's a bloviator!
He's a bloviator. But you know me, I have no love for politicians of any sort. I don't even like the good ones. I believe they have to be kept at bay and kept in check.
Uh-huh.
And that goes back to journalism. It comes back to the news and the media.
Right.
I don't like it when the media sucks up to any party or any politician. These people are dangerous. They have power over our lives. They send us to war. They have people die. They have power over our wealth, over our fortunes, over our health. Don't feel sorry for them. They should be scrutinized and held accountable minute to minute.
Great. What a wonderful way of putting it. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're discussing the top stories of the week. A couple of more to visit with as time allows us here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
A couple of more minutes here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The tornadoes, the weather, big discussion this week, and how does that tie to our format?
First of all, radio and weather go together. Not so much where you hear the weather, but radio comes into play as a first responder, as somebody you turn to as a lifeline when there's bad weather, when there are natural disasters, when the lights go out. You turn to radio, and radio should be doing better a job at it, and it's a big discussion within our industry of radio's role, because it seems that there are always natural disasters, and the weather is becoming a bigger and bigger issue as it becomes more and more, shall we say, unpredictable. That also ties into politics, which is a talk radio subject. So you have everything from radio as a service medium to radio as a platform for political discussion, all comes from the weather.
Yeah, and it's over and over again. All right, the other items here we've had discussions about them ad nauseum. There's nothing new with the Russian aggression, the Benghazi thing. My God, just leave it. Will you go away with that? And net neutrality is so complicated, I just want to go to the list of people.
All right,
top
here are the
10 people from Talkers this week.
Okay, and this is a kind of a overview of who the most talked about people are. Number 10, Tom Wheeler. 9, Vladimir Putin. 8, John Boehner. 7, John Kerry. 6, we have Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul all tied. Hillary is at 5. Joe Biden's at 4. V. Stiviano at 3. Barack Obama is number 2, and number 1 is David Sterling.
Maybe Donald would be his brother. Donald Sterling is the big bad wolf.
Did I say David Sterling?
That's all right. You're forgiven. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
One of my favorite people when it comes to conversation is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here to bring us up to date with legal issues from this past week, looking at the stories that have been put together by Talkers Magazine. But sometimes I manage to veer left or right or up or down. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is from, actually went to school at Boston College Law School. Now he is a professor at Bentley, but also specializes in scams, and you can go to his website, scamaside.com, and check your, this every week. You need to check out these. Check yourself out as to what you know or don't know about scams on the internet, scams in the paper, scams people come knock on your door, please help this person, all of that stuff. My God, it's everywhere. There are people who we, Michael Harrison and I came up with a good word today, Steve, bloviator. And, we used it when we were talking about some of the people who are covering the number one issue this week on the program has to do with Donald Sterling and the Clippers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So let's just spend a minute talking about that from the legal ramification standpoint. The NBA doing what it is doing, people say, how can they violate this guy's freedom of speech without understanding this is a private club? They can do whatever they want to. It's, you know, he can say what he wants and suffer the consequences. There's no law, even though he's filed, what, a $1 billion lawsuit against them for defaming him and harassing him. And I mean, what do these all mean?
You know, actually, you're certainly right about the media's been all over this and missing a lot of the real facts. But your starting point is absolutely correct in that the courts very often will defer to administrative procedures within particular, as you call them, like the private clubs. And this has gone on with Major League Baseball. It's gone on with the NCAA.
And frankly, even if, and I think Sterling very well may file a lawsuit, you're right, he's not going to succeed there. Where he's really got something that hasn't been picked up, we keep hearing about the owner, Donald Sterling, of the Clippers. He's not the owner of the Clippers. There is a family trust of which he may be the controlling person, but it is the trust that owns the Clippers, and they did not make racist comments. To complicate it even further, he and his estranged wife, all they need to do is file for divorce, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did. By the way, he's a former divorce lawyer, which would tie up that asset in court. So if he really is the hardline guy they say, he can make life very, very difficult for the NBA.
All right. So the other thing is, now I understand it better, because I didn't know or haven't seen anywhere what you just explained. That's the news here, that there's a trust, actually, that owns the team. So all he has to do is either put somebody else in charge of the majority of the stock, or the voting stock, which could be his wife and his son, vote him out as the trustee in charge, and they put one of themselves as the trustee in charge, and he's no longer involved in basketball. He's satisfied with the NBA requirements are, and somebody else is running the trust that runs the team.
Yep, and not only that, if the NBA, if he did that, and the NBA still pushed on them hard, he could file an antitrust action against them that would just blow their mind. So this thing is far from over. I have a feeling that he's going to just end up making a lot of money from this, pressuring people and threatening them with this.
Right. It's just amazing when you turn. I mean, how much money comes to the bottom line because he owns the team and bought it for peanuts? It's in 1981.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one thing. But the cash that comes in from the team, the way he runs it on the cheap, that kind of stuff. But the only thing that isn't a part of the law is what the players who are mostly black do with him still in control. They can make the team worthless by just basically not playing. So they all get traded. So what? The coach isn't a big fan of Sterling and his antics either. But as you've said, it seems like there's a way, and again, the news media has done a horrible and inexcusably bad job in bringing out the facts. Again, the info that you just gave us about the fact that the NBA can't force him out because he doesn't own the team in the first place.
Exactly.
So, who's been talking about that?
The research that's been done, it hasn't been particularly good by the media.
No, that's another shocker. Woof. All right, quick comment, 30 seconds on Wisconsin's law requiring voters to produce state-approved photo IDs being struck down by this judge in the U.S. District Court for Eastern Wisconsin.
You know, there are real good arguments on both sides of this. On the one hand, the question is, do we need that to solve a problem, or are we solving a problem that doesn't exist? Are poor people and people who don't have the voter IDs, are they being discriminated against? On the other hand, we want to have secure voting, and having some kind of identification doesn't seem to be that onerous.
One of my favorite people when it comes to conversation is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.